We have the famous faces over here who it's a very interesting kasha on the Mishnah. So we have a Shnai Mertz Metalis. When you have a Miku, let the Miku step in and make a Achra. We saw yesterday in the Truma Sedeshim that this topic is a broader topic. It's not just a topic of whether a Miku works for Shnai Mertz or something, whether a Rav works for Shnai Mertz. Because it's a very, very broad topic. Do we treat Shnai Mertz like a regular Mufzik, like a regular Tafas? Does Rav work? Does Miku work? Either way, Taisi has the kash over here that we should say Miku in the Mishnah. Believe me when I say I have, because I could have said all. Taisi answered Miku Lehetzi Lamina. In fact, Taisi says, Vahidi Chaskis Abatim, the Gochim, the Lachish, the Rabbi, Inch, Dara, Zaifu, Mida, Shtar, Ma'al, Yahavad, the Biyad, the Ovid, the Hemni, Rabbi, Lehetzi, the Miku, the Gochim, the Shtar, Ma'al, Yahu. In fact, Taisi Akash, you hold Miku Lehetzi Lamina. So we have a case where we do say Miku Lehetzi. I made a slight mistake in the photostat, but it doesn't make much of a difference. The Gemara over there above Basra brings two cases of this, that case over there where you have a Miku. The first case is the one that I photostated for you, is where Reuven went over to Shimon and said, what are you doing in my land? He says, I bought it from you. Does that have a shtar? I bought it from you. I mean, there's a Morakama, and there's a Mavzik in the Karka, and the guy says, what are you doing there? She says that I bought it from you and have a shtar. Then Gochim Alofish, he bent over and he whispered and he said, shtar is a forgery. But believe me, because I have a miku that I could have said that it's a shtar malia. I had a good shtar, I lost it. And I have a miku that I could have stuck with a shtar and said that it's a good shtar. That's case number one. Case number two is a similar case by Halva, where Reuven goes up to Shimon and says, you owe me $1,000. And he'd have a shtar. So the guy says, the shtar is forged, it's just a cup. So the guy says, yes, it's forged, but I could have stuck with the shtar. There's two cases where a guy wins with a forged shtar because there's a miku that he could have not said it was forged. Either the case where I'm taking somebody else's land and using the shtar to take somebody else's land away, or more so even, I'm coming to collect money with a forged shtar, and believe me that you owe me the money because I could have said that the shtar is empty. It's a kasha, it's a miku lehetzi. I'm coming to take away from the guy. Emphasize this. Also, my time vision that feel heavy shosik. Rakshaloya made the shumazuyev, hoyenemon. Kechasimo hisini keras lain de misham. Stop it. Big part. Emphasize this one. Really all over miku lehetzi lamina. I said, why over there does the miku work? Case number one, you're using the miku to keep somebody else's land. Case number two, using the miku to collect money. It's a miku lehetzi. Says Tosfos, because over there, in order for me to win, I didn't have to say another dino. All I had to do was be quiet. If I just would have been quiet, just would have shut up, and not done a thing, and just presented the shtar, I would have won. And over there, there's no problem with miku lehetzi, because miku dibori shosik. A lot of achrayim learn that the pshat in Tosfos is a very low-level pshat, that a miku dibori shosik is a better miku than a regular miku. What's a classic miku? Believe me when I say taina A, because I could have said taina B. So that's a miku, but it's a shvachish miku. Why is it a shvachish miku? Who says that you would have tied such a taina? Who says you would have thought of tying such a taina? So a classic miku where I'm saying taina A, miku that I could have said taina B, it's a miku, but it's not a great miku, because you're saying, I taina A. Believe me when I taina A, because if I wanted, I could have taina B. Who says you would have taina B? Who says you could have taina B? Who says you would have thought of taina B? Berzok. I would have tied it. Who says you would have tied it? Who says you would have thought of it? Who says it's a miku? Yibori Shosik is much more powerful. Yibori Shosik is based on the fact I didn't have to say anything. I just would have been quiet. So a lot of Achrayim want to learn Pshat and Tosfos that miku Yibori Shosik is a stronger miku. I think you'll all agree with me that in the world of Mali Lashakar, that a miku is a raya. It's a better raya. In the world of Kerech HaTayna, Yesh La'ayim Bozeh, if Kerech HaTayna means that we give you the Kerech HaTayna what you could have done, so maybe it's easier to give you the Kerech HaTayna because there's a higher chance that you would have been quiet than to send another Tayna. It's not critical for me at this point to get into it, but the point is that a miku otu that I could have been quiet and not said anything is a much starker miku. I printed out for you a Rabbeinu Yonah in Bava Basra, which is a completely different shot in Tosfos. It's a Rashba over there in Bava Basra also, but I printed out the Rabbeinu Yonah for the clarity's sake. Rabbi Yonah says a different shot, which I believe is a riot to the big yisoid that I said yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda says an astounding thing. The Lashon Rabbi Yehuda in the printout that I sent for you today and yesterday, it says as follows. V'yesh l'farosh d'rabbis v'yir le'afikav d'vadei lo'yer min amigul afu gimon, shani ha'imigul. T'chiba shekvar kodem v'ton minot z'vintei v'hoshtar. Since I walked into Besdin, holding on to the star, in the case where I said I bought you the land, this is over my case number one, v'kvar zocha b'tanosa, I won the case. You become hufzik in the karka, but you hold the oidi after what I'm waiting, you start a zayfu, you start a ma'ali hafal day v'yir, because I lost it, v'ad migul afu gimon amigul. Rabbi Yehuda says something astounding, and I hope the Olam Chab this morning how astounding it is. What did Rabbi Yehuda answer? Rabbi Yehuda says, not the pshat that a migul that I could have been quiet is a better migul, like I just explained. Oh, this Rabbi Yehuda is so wonderful. Listen to what he says. He says, what was the story over there? I walked into Besdin, and I said, hey, you're sitting in my land. Give me my land back. I'm more common. So the guy says, what do you mean? Have a star. I bought it for you. He says, I'm for it. You sold me the land. At that second, what's the status right there? What's your status? I want the din Torah. You're a Marokko, I have a star. So at that point, I won the case. Now, I was a good citizen. I opened my mouth and I said, you know something, the star is forged. But I had a different star. That's not called a migul lohitzi. Why isn't it called a migul lohitzi? Hello, you're coming to take away karka from who? You're coming away to take away karka from who? From the Marokko. Yeah, you're coming to take away karka from who? From the Marakama. Right? So why is it called Migul Haitzi? He says, because at that point you won the Din Torah, and right now you're Mufzik in the land. So it's not called the Migul Haitzi. So Rabbi said, let's first of all speak out. The Velt wants to learn up Shat and Toises that a Migul Dibor Shosuk is a better Migul, like I explained. It's a better Migul, it's a stronger Migul. I didn't have to tie to something, I could have been quiet. Rabbi Niyayna and the Rajman of Basra say a completely different Shat, and then I must relearn it again. You know what they say? It's not called the Migul Haitzi. Where am I coming, Lohitzi? I'm coming to protect my position. Hadi, before I opened my mouth, and before I got myself into trouble, what was my position in the Din Torah? My position in the Din Torah was, I won the Din Torah. You said to me, what are you doing in my land? I produced a star which says that you sold it to me, and Shalom Yisrael. So at that second, before I opened my mouth, before I utilized the Migul, what was my position in the Din Torah? I won the Din Torah. So when I used the Migul to protect my position in the Din Torah, in a winning position, that's called the Migul Lohitzi, not called the Migul Lohitzi. It's not called Migul Lohitzi. I'm not using a Migul Haitzi, I'm using a Migul Hafzik. Because I had won the Din Torah, and when I come to utilize the Migul, I'm in a winning position. I'm in a holding position. I'm not coming to take you because I won. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I want to teach you how to learn a Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda, when I saw this Rabbi Yehuda for the first time many, 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 many decades ago, I didn't understand Rabbi Yehuda. What he's talking about? Listen to the Kasha, I don't understand. The guy's a Marakama. You won, you did, you said, the star, you presented, very nice. Today you admitted that the star is forged? Okay, so today you admitted the star is forged. What is the psak of the Din Torah now that you admitted the star is forged? He's a Marakama, you admitted that it was forged. Okay, so what is Besdin Paskin? What's the psak here? What is the psak? He's the Marakama of the land, you don't have a raya that you bought it. What is the correct halachic psak in such a case? He's the Marakama. You want to take away his land. So if Migul Haitzi means that a Migul can't go up against a Mufzik, if Migul Haitzi means that Migul is not enough of a Raya when you have a Din of Mufzik of El Raya, so then in a million years, Rabbi Yehuda's Teres doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yehuda's Pshat and Tais doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Tell me a whole spiel. That this guy, when he started to use the Migul, he was in a winning position because he already had won the land. Who cares? Who cares? Right now, I'm the Marakama. The din is Hamaytze Mechavel Haraya, Marakama is Mufzik, and we say Mechavel Haraya. So what is the correct halachic psak of this dilemma over here? The correct halachic psak of this dilemma is Hamaytze Mechavel Haraya. You bring a Migul? Migul's right, you don't Migul doesn't work in Mechavel Haraya. Who cares? The whole video looks like a printing mistake. When I had come in and I had won the case, and about they won the case, so when I opened my mouth, I was in a winning position. Who cares? What's the game on? Yes. You're coming to take away from Marakama. I'm making it very simple. Amigo is enough to take away from Marakama? Yes or no? The answer is no. Because I went to go away. So why do I care the whole spiel over here that there was a 5-minute interval where during that 5 minutes I wandered into her. The Rabbinian is Greek. I don't understand. What are you using the Amigo to do? To take away from Marakama, correct? So what do I care? Amigo can't take away from Marakama. So what do I care that there was a 5-minute interview where you won the case? And we're talking about, it's a mistake, we found out afterwards, it's a mistake. Today, what's the correct pshat? The guy admitted afterwards now, so what do you mean it's a mufsik? But today's not a mufsik anymore, because he admitted. The word mufsik doesn't mean real mufsik, because the second the guy admitted that it's fake, so it goes back to the more common now. What is the correct pshat in this case? After the guy opened his mouth, what's the pshat? After he opened his mouth and admitted it was fake, what is the halachic pshat of such a dilemma? What's it about? It's all the pshat. More than that, what are you coming to do with me? You're coming to take away from the more common. You don't have a shtar. The shtar is forged, right? You don't have a shtar. So with what are you taking away from the Marakama? What are you taking away from the Marakama? With the Mikum. You can't take away from Marakama with the Mikum. Mikum lo haitzi lo yaminam. You guys didn't have the Kasha's one? Abramov had the Kasha. Beretsky didn't. Who had the Kasha? Who, Bochata? Fishers? That's a Kiddush. Shmirin, you knew I love you before you went to Fishers, okay? Why you went is a different story. We'll talk about it. Why is Peretsky making faces at me? You don't know what I'm asking? Why not? Okay, no. Who cares? I'm missing all, everything's said. Is that enough? If you were to say like this. Who cares? Today, the guys are, I don't know what I'm talking about. I heard that. I didn't say he doesn't have a migul. I didn't say he doesn't have a migul. Rabbeinu doesn't say he doesn't have a migul. He has a migul, but it's not a migul loisi. I'm asking why not? He has a migul. Of course he has a migul. But the migul is coming to be much more calmly. Migul loisi, let me know. What are any answer? I don't see what he's saying. See, he says migul de boy shasik doesn't mean a stronger migul. It means that before I made the migul, I won the case. But today you lost the case, and today you're going up against more calmly. I don't see it. Today we know the guy's a more calmly. What are you coming to take away from more calmly? With the migul. Migul loisi, let me know. The Rabbeinu is Greek. It was a 5-minute skin. I didn't know what you're talking about. It's a scam. It was a mistake. For 5 minutes, the guy made a mistake. That's cool. So what's the answer now? Today, the miser, is he more common? Yes. No argument there, right? What are you taking away from the more common? Well, you don't have a star. What are you winning the entire way? Migul? Migul's not enough to take from more common. Migul hates you, Lord Mina, the Apostle Shadows. Sounds like what you guys are talking about. It was a 5-minute scam where I had a scam running for 5 minutes. They say, but today I know that he's the Marakama, and today I know that all I have is a Migu, and a Migu is not Maitzi. I'm a Chavel Roy. Migu, no Maitzi. You can't take away from Marakama with a Migu. What in the world are you talking about? He says it was a 5-minute scam where you won the case. They say, but it's over. It ended now. So when he says he became a Moses, it has no meaning. So don't think it's a scam. What does that mean? What if it was 5 minutes where I won the case? Now we know it's a mistake. So now we're back to square one with the baseline that is that you know more Kamo. And you can like it. I mean it. But you have a second printer. You said, get up in this. What are you talking about? So this Rabbeinu Yehuda, who's saying Pshat and Tosfos. This Rabbeinu Yehuda, who's saying Pshat and Tosfos. This Rabbeinu Yehuda saying that there's a riot to Nachum's raid of yesterday. And it goes like this. It's a riot muchachas. And it's a riot nifla. It's nifla. Watch. Watch. Nachum told us yesterday that a migu doesn't have a problem because of much of a real riot. Why not? Because the migu never clashes with the cheskes mamon. Because the migu says, I knock you out of the tiny stage. The reason why Migul works is not because it's a raya, not because it could take out of a cheskes mamon. The word is, I never get to the cheskes mamon because I never pass in cheskes mamon because there's no suffix. But let's say real fast when I have a suffix. But if two guys come to Bezdin, and Bezdin knocks the other guy out, I gave a couple of you last night a mushal, the Gemara says in Ksuba is Bori Bisham or Bori Odif. There's a man Yom holds like that. Because I have a better tiny than you. I love myself, the other guys are moves. They come with me from a writer. It's I knock you out of the tiny stage, explains Rav Hanan. Here too, we said from Nochem that Miku doesn't have a problem with the Mitzvah of Yehovah Raya, because if I say that the Miku is true and my time is better than your time, so there's nothing terrible over here, the ball game's over. So he said yesterday, so what does Miku Loitzi mean? So the Nochem states too, I said yesterday a two-part vort. I said a new interpretation of how a Miku works. It's not a Raya, it's a strengthening of the Taina. And then Lefizah said a new shot, what's wrong Miku Loitzi? If anyway, I'm not coming to bring a Raya, I'm coming to knock you out of the Taina stage. The Teretz is that to make a Taina that's taking needs a better taina than a taina that's keeping. I said yesterday two chidushim. I'm repeating. Chidush number one is, what is the ma'ala of migul? The ma'ala of migul is not a raya. Chidush number two is a direct derivative of that, because if it's not a raya, Ma'arav Rabbi Yisai, so what is it? Is it a strange thing? So what's the problem with lahatzik lahatzik? You tell me I knock you out, so who cares if it's lahatzik? Who cares if it's lahatzik? I want you to understand that the two parts of Nochem yesterday are mitli toli zevazeh. If I tell you that a migul is not a raya, all a migul is strengthening the taina, and I win at the taina stage, it's a different track completely. Stellach a grace of shadowless, so what's the problem with Lloydsy? I'm not clashing with the Cheskas Mon for care, I'm knocking you out at the time of stage. The Terrence, as we said yesterday, said in Mochum, and I had this rebusher many times, that it's an internal story in the world of Tynus, in this new track of Tynus, where you want to win with the Tynus alone, a Tynus to keep is easier than a Tynus to take. And therefore, Migul Ohitzi does not mean that you're clashing with the Cheskas Mon. Migul Ohitzi means that you're using the Tynus to get something that you don't have. Okay? The Fizet, it's Niflam Oid, it's Amita Shal Torah. If the din of Migul Ohitzi is that when there's a Pesach of Hutzich of Arayim, Migul can't work, so then in a million years, of any year, it's not going to make any sense. What do I care that I had a scam in the middle for 5 minutes? Tachlis Geret, he's the Marakama, and a Migul can't take from a Marakama, because I'm Hutzich Mechavel, Arayim. But if a Migul could take from a Hutzich of Arayim, no problem, Migul knocks at the time, just what? You have to know, what are you doing with the Taina? Are you taking, you're protecting? Said Rabbeinu Yehuda, Adav Nifla. In this story over here, your Taina is coming to retain what you have or to take something you don't have? Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, you're coming to retain something that you have already. Why? Why is it called you retain what you have? Because you made the scam. I want to make something clear. When Rabbeinu Yehuda said the word mugzik, he didn't mean mugzik in the context of a Vaitse Mechavir of Araya. He meant to say mugzik is, physically, it was by me. I'm holding on to it. So what's the state of affairs when I started the Migul? My state of affairs when I started the Migul was that I had it. And this is, by the way, I think the Rambam will agree, the most powerful example of the power of Nochem said. The rules of Lahatzik and Lahitzi have nothing to do with Hametzi Mechavei Al-Varaya rules. Mitzad the rules of Hametzi Mechavei Al-Varaya, the Morakam is the Mukzik, and I'm coming to be Maitzi Migul Lahitzi Loyam Rinam. But Vibaltim Nochem told us that the agenda of Migul is not Bechal Al-Varaya. Migul is a better Taina. Just you have to know, what is the Taina coming to do? The Taina is coming to protect or to take? Seder Binyan, a brilliant shot. Over here, your Migul, albeit it's true, your Migul might be clashing with the Marakama. But what's your Taina coming to do? You're coming to take something? You're coming to keep a status? Says Rabbeinu, a fascinating shot. But since you did this scam, and you won the deter with the shtar, so your state of affairs right now, your position, I'm using the position, your position in the deter is that you have it. So if I ask you, what's your Taina coming to do? Not what your Taina is clashing with. Not whether your Taina is clashing with Marakama. What's your Taina coming to do? It's coming to take, to retain, or it's coming to take? Says Rabbeinu in a Chiddush, that since the status quo before you opened your mouth was that you won the Din Torah, albeit in the world of Marakama, of other than the Din of Mechavel Varai over here, but in the time and the give and take between me and you, I had a winning position. That's called I'm coming to keep, not to take. That's Nair in a race. That's Nair in a race. What? It's a mistake what you're asking very often. I'll explain to you why. He's asking, don't you lose the winning position? But that's the point. Since the position where I opened my mouth to say the Taina, so the Taina came to protect the position that I had before me, the Taina. That's not called the Taina coming to get something new. It's coming to protect the position that I had over here. And that's the Chiddush. And that's the Chiddush that I'm coming to say. It's not true. I'm coming to get the other half that I don't have. Okay? Over here, I had a complete winning position over here. I'm using the Migul to get something which I don't have. I want to get the other quarter, which I don't have by me right now. Mashenkin over here, where the part is, I had a complete winning position. That means the test, whether I'm examining whether something's called the Haitzi or the Hagzik, is a completely different set of rules, a completely different Shulchan Aruch than the set of rules of Avet Mechavel Varaya. I want to look at what your state is in the Din Torah. That's Nifla Mo'ed, La Mita Shal Torah. One second, I didn't even start with what I planned to say today. Today, punk, I prepared. Look in places, so we somehow speak to tonight, the other. Look inside. Also, I'm out of time, but I feel like you're shasik. I want you to take for a basher. He tied it that twice as medirk like a brainy ain, and not like the velt shot. According to the velt shot, what's the reason why shasik is better? Because it's a different migul. He wanted to tie it, Toysa shouldn't have said, Hossam Hainu time over there, the reason is. It's not Tainu time, it's a different Migul. Hossam, it's a Migul, Boy Shosik is better. He said it's a little bit more material like Benyena. Hossam over there, you want to know why it works? Tafil Havi Shosik, Rakshalayim, why the Shimbazuri for your Nemon? Yishlayim is how do you bend the Toysa? The Toysa means to say a dramatic part that the Migul, Boy Shosik, is a better Migul, Epis Hossam, something doesn't say it. Going to Benyena, Toysa is saying a completely different part. According to Ben Yair, Tais is saying that since you could have been a Shasik, it's not called a Migul Ohitzi. Tais is not clear either way which shot he meant. I'll give you the freedom to pick whichever one you want. But this is Ben Yair, who says a shot in Tais is certainly a Raya Muchachas of Noch. Let's go back to Rabbi Yosef. In fact, everybody, yeah? Why is it abusive? Isn't there argues? Why is it abusive argues? The obvious question is, everybody has this in shot, and now I'm on this, is that, what's this being interviewed? We're not learning about Basra. You ask the Kasha, how could Rabbi say it works? And the answer is, it's not going to be good to you. With the other shot, what's right with abusive? Break your head, work it out. So, the Velt says that there are Rishonim of Basra who say that Machlekes Rabbi Yosef is whether Migul HaHitzi Amina or not. There are those who say that the Machlekes Rabbi Yosef is whether Migul HaHitzi Amina or not. So now that Tosis proved from our Mishnah Migul HaHitzi Loi Amina, A, and B, he had to say Pshat and Rabbi is that it's Migul Dibor Yishasik, so now he had a kasha, what did Rabbi Yosef hold? Before this whole Tosis, he could have learned. Maybe they argue with it, Migul HaHitzi Amina, not Amina. But now the Tosis proved from our Mishnah that Migul HaHitzi Loi Amina. So he had to go redo a whole pshat in the rabbah, that what? That the pshat is it's not called Migul HaHitzi over there. So then he wanted to know, why is Rabbi Yosef arguing? For some reason, Tosis didn't want to learn that he argues on the Shtickel Torah of rabbah. Once we said this, he said that Migul Dibor Yishasik doesn't have a problem Migul HaHitzi, Tosis didn't want to make it into a machlekes of rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. So now, Tosis says, now that you're telling me, hey, Migul HaHitzi loy amrinah, it's a mission of ayahs. And you tell me that therefore the pshat in the rabbah is that it's not called a Migul HaHitzi, or Migul HaHitzi works by Migul Dibor Yishasik. So now he had a kasha, so why did Rabbi Yosef argue? Says I feel the migul heavy. It's not even a good migul. Why? Given shataina rishonah shutain b'hashtara who sheker. Ve'ein lamer migul al hechash atanosu rishonah yemes migul shataina cheres lokachin a migul. I feel the habzik. Taisa says about the it has nothing to do with migul haitzi. The reason why it doesn't work is because Rabbi Yosef holds of a new yisoid. Any migul which has to start off that you lied. Although in order for the migul to get off the ground in that story, you have to first of all say a lie. A migul which comes to tell me that the guy saying the truth was not said in a case with the guy vade lied. If the guy didn't vade lie yet, so then you could say a migul. But a migul that's based on a blatant lie, Rabbi Yosef holds we don't give you a migul, that's a kal on hilchos miguim. First of all, it's lakach ain't a migul, and therefore it doesn't work. I feel the lahachzik, even when you're coming to be machzik. I mean, even in a case we don't have a problem, migul loitzi, you're going to have this problem that it's not called a migul. Going ba'uv the kamaisa. What does it mean ba'uv the kamaisa, by the way? Ba'uv the kamaisa means the first case that I printed out to you, the case of the land. I went to a guy and I said, what are you doing on my land? And he said the migul to keep the land. Taisus calls it a migul lahapsik. Did you notice? Taisus says that the case of the land is called migul lahapsik. Now they're also all asked the kasha. Why is the case of the land called migul lahapsik? How is he clashing with a what? Well, in the case of the land, the guy who has the migul is clashing with a what? With a marakam. What did Taisus say? The pshat of Rabbeisiv can't be because of migul lahitzi, because he argues either in the first case by the land. And by the land, it's not a migul lahitzi, says Taisus. Not like the Iranian that we just read. She says, it must be the pshat of Rabbi Yosef. This new far-fetched pshat that we don't give you a migul when you have to say a blatant lie at the beginning to get the migul off the ground. And why is the first case called migul lahapsik? Because it's land. I clashing with a marakama. Here too, again, I see these other in Lachum. I'm sitting in the land right now, and I have a status as a land. That vice stays hold. It's called migul lahapsik. It's only called migul lahitzi by money, where you're coming to take money from somebody with a shtad that's false. In a case where the guy's sitting in the land, he held that you're called a mahapsik. Akaponim, that's the summary of Tosis till now, okay? The summary of Tosis till now is, let's go over the three parts of Tosis. Tosis asked the Kasha, we should say Amigo. Tosis says the Teretz Amigo Lahitzi. We said two pshatim yesterday what Amigo Lahitzi means. The regular Mahalach and the Mahalach over Nochem. We said that extends itself to Roiv. Then Tosis asked from both Basra, we see Amigo Lahitzi, you know. And for Tosis over there, it's not, over there it's different because Amigo Dubai Shasak. We just said two pshatim, either Amigo Dubai Shasak is a better Amigo, or what? Or the new pshat of the Rabbeinu Yonah with the pshat of Rav Nochum. And then Taisa says, well, pshat of Rabbeinu Yosef, he says over there, there's a different reason why it's not a good migul. Because the migul over there is based on a lie. A migul that's based on a lie is not a good migul. Listen carefully now. It's a tifa read. I asked you to see today a Taisa Zerosh, who says a different tarot on the kasha. There's a new tarot on Taisa Kasha. The Ramban says similar teretz, you saw. Teis Rosh says, the Rajma says similar teretz. Teis Rosh says a new teretz. Listen carefully when I say. Teis Rosh says that there's a different reason why over here the migul is not a good migul. Not because of migul lahitzi. What's the reason why it's not a good migul? Zaka Teis Rosh, a yisoy that's called by the Rishonim, a migul mimomen lamomen. The Lashon Teis Rosh is as follows, let's see it inside. I'm going to read it inside the Lashon, you don't have to look it up now. Teis, he says a Lashon like this.
Migul
Aber kai gaven la mino el khatsu shu tsayne vi gudi boy toy na lito khatsu la ashku fam bigu. Bear with me now. The Mordechai in the back, the first piece in the back, the Mordechai in the back brings down this pshat that the Rosh Hashanah says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Mordechai in the back, and the first Mordechai brings down this pshat of the Tzeis HaRosh, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. I will loy me moment the moment. Yeah, right, sir? He brings out a quote from Rabbeinu Tam, loy me moment the moment. I don't make amigo based on a different piece of money. Solely. That's just this rush. It's called the Klayat Yama, by the way, in the column of amigos brought down Shulchan Aruch. We don't make amigo for moment the moment. First, I want to say the facts, and I'm going to say very tefillah on this. The facts are is that we only say amigo, says the Rishonim, we only say amigo when I said Taina A, and I could have said Taina B on the same moment. It means I said Taina A on this moment, and I could have won the moment by saying Taina B on this moment. Let's say, Marek Rabbeisai, I could have won the case by Taining on a different moment. Not on this moment, a different moment. I could have Taina on a different moment. Then we don't say amigo. Amigo, mi moment, lo yamin. That's the Lashon of the Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what the Rosh means over here. The Rashi says the same thing. The Rosh says the same thing. What's the Lashon of the Rosh again? That we only give you an amigo when you could have won with a different taina. That day you could have gone to a different money, that doesn't give you amigo. Amigo mi mom and la mom and la yamin. Slowly. The question is, what's the pshat of this? I go slow and say, baby, great, it doesn't get to me. Well, what's the chant of this? What's the chant of the Rishayim? Okay, so Rosh says it, the Rajma says it, the Mordechai says it, Rabbeinu Tam said it. On the Tavits, Miku Mamma Mamma, Lairino. You can only use a Miku when on the same money itself. But that you could have tied it all the money and got something else, and therefore got more, that's fine. What's the chant? So there are those who say, listen carefully to what I'm saying now, there are those who say, there are those who say, thank you. There are those who say, listen carefully to what I'm saying now. Watch. Bear with me. There are those who say that if I learn like the Tzad of Rabbi Chanan, then Migu is Kreach HaTayna. You all know the stupid shot of Migu. One shot of Migu is that Tamali the Shaker, I have a right, he's saying the truth if I want to, I could have lied. The second shot is a Kreach HaTayna, that some sort of din, which Chazal learned out or didn't learn out, for controversy. Which says that if I taina A and I could have taina B, we give you the koyach hataina of taina B. You all know this. So the belt says that we give you the koyach hataina on this money. Watch. This money over here in front of me, I taina this money tomorrow. On this money, I could have taina a different taina. That thing you could have taina a different taina, a different money, doesn't give you a koyach hataina on this money. Very nice yeshiva shalom de shabshat. Migu wins because we give you the koyach of that taina. So if you're dining up on money, this money, and you have a taina on this money, which is no good, you could have tied a different taina. That day, you could have said a different taina on different money is not going to help you on this money. Very glad to shot. Very nice shot. Right? So you can't make a migo from one money to another because your taina is on this. Not that. As a zok, the velt says that it's a very lomdish of art. You say that migo is a koyach taina. Believe me, taina A because I could have taina B. So we give you the koyach hatayin. It means, if you think about it, it makes sense. All the tainas you could have tied it on this money, we give you all those tainas, right? That on a different piece of money, you could have tied it a different taina. It doesn't give you koyach on this taina. I give you the koyach of the taina that you could have done for this money. That's very geshmak of shot, by the way. It doesn't make a difference. But it's not this money. You could have tied it a different money. I don't care. The word that we give you, the word of koyach hatayin, by the way, is a huge kiddush. That I give you all the tainas, I give you the koyach of all the tainas you could have tainas. Yeah, all the tainas you could have tainas. This money, so I give you all the koyach of those tainas that you could have koyach out of money. Now, that's one second. That's by the way, what the belt says. Rabbi Zainer taught us a different shot, and today we know, I printed out for you today, Rabbi Chaim and the Shiurim and the stencils, Rabbi Chaim said over Shem Rabbi Chaim a different shot. I'm going to explain by Hachova what he said. I'm going to show you that the Rishonim said this pshat, A. And B, I'm going to explain what Reb Chaim said this pshat on. But Reb Chaim said a different pshat on Mamala Mamala, a fascinating pshat. You'll look it up afterwards, what I printed out for you. It's crystal clear. It's written beautifully. But Rare went down from the Zebir at Chaim, a different shot in Ligo Mama La Mama. He said a very interesting shot. I once heard it for a Basher, but we have it today at Zebir Chaim. Listen to what he said. The classic case of Miku is that I tie to Taina A. Taina A is a bad Taina. It's a losing Taina. It didn't do the job. So what does the Miku say? I could have tied it a better Taina. I could have tied it a winning Taina. I tied it a losing Taina. I could have tied it a winning Taina. I could have tied it a Taina that's better. The insight of Miku is that if you tied a bad Taina and you could have tied it a Taina that intrinsically is a better Taina, a more powerful Taina, a healthier Taina, a stronger Taina. That's a Migul. We give you the Kreicha Taina of the better Taina. I didn't Taina the better Taina. What happens if the other Taina that I would have Tainaed is not stronger than this Taina? Just Grada, the other Taina, asked for more money, so I ended up with more money. Now, wait, that guy said Chetzi Shali today, right? If he would have said Kula Shali, why does he get more? Because Kula Shali is more believed than Chetzi Shali? Kula Shali is a better Taina than Chetzi Shali? Or because quantitatively you're going to end up with more? Said Reb Chaim, the reason why you can't make a Migul Mamla Mamun is not because it's different money. That's not the problem. It's not because it's different money. When you make a Migul Mamla Mamun, the problem is that the reason why the other Taina would have been more is because you asked for more. But not because it's a better Taina. Yeah, Tifa Reb Chaim. That's not called a Migul. Now, some of you will come along and say, which world are you living in? You're living in the world of Kreicha Taina. You're living in the world of Mali L'Shachar. I'll get to that in a second. But I want to say over the board again that Reb Chaim said, you'll see inside the steps up his ass. Reb Chaim said, I'm worried the Kolom de Shavar. I want to go it over again. Amigo means that I tied it a bad Taina, and the Chazal gave you a Kreicha. You could have tied it a bit, you know, I could have said a better Taina. But moment to moment, you couldn't have said a better Taina. Why would you have won if you would have asked for more? Because you asked for more, so you do the math, it adds up, and cool, it gives you a half. That's not Migul. That's not Migul. That's not Migul. That's not Migul. Migul is, I could have said a better Taina. Believe me when I say, hey, because I could have said a better Taina, a stronger Taina. I said a bad Taina, I could have said a stronger Taina. But Kulishali, that's how you're going to get more, is not because Kulishali is a better Taina qualitatively than the Taina of Chetzishali. Just see, you can take your calculator out, you'll ask for more, you'll get more. That's not called a Migul, that's not a Migul Michal. Now you'll ask me and say, one second, I'm worried they come more. You'll ask me and say, what about the world of Mali L'Shakar? Let's say Migul just means I'm being a Raya. So I'll tell you, it's not fair. I have an interesting question. What's the Lomdish Olam over here say? I don't mean those who are Lomd, everybody. Yeah? Let's say a guy says a Taina that's a bad Taina. And he doesn't have a migu that he could have said another Taina, but he has a migu that he could have forged the star. He's an expert forger, number one forger in Brooklyn at least, and he's able to forge a star. And Vade could have done it. Vade, I'm talking about Vade. Is that called a migu? Believe me when I say, hey, because I could have created a situation where Vade would have won the case. What was I going to say, by the way? I mean, just the case. Amali the chakra. Believe me if I'm lying, because if I wanted to lie, I could have done it. What do you call it? Why is it all shaking your heads at me, by the way? It's a posh. It's not a posh to me. No. I'll prove to you I'm saying the truth, because if I wanted to lie, I could have done a much easier, classier, better lie. I would have presented a star and shalom. So the guy never got caught. We're talking about an international famous forger. I don't want to say his name, okay? What are you talking about? It was Mabaya. I don't care. You bring me rayas to a theoretical child. The answer is everything shaker. Everything is shaker with a life. The answer is that you'll all agree with me that say where the migu is like that. Say there's a shulchan aruch to migu. Migu is not a hefker belt that I could have done. I could have stood on my head and barked the guy. That's shtiyot. That's not a migu. Migu is in the world of tainus. I mean, even if the mali the shaker, it has a shulchan aruch. Chazal didn't just say that any circumstantial raya that a guy brings is what it called. It means that, believe me, in the world of tainus, because I could have said a different taina, okay? That's for sure. And that's why I'm saying to you that vibalt, the second taina over here, is not a better taina. It's not a stronger taina. Just you could have created circumstances. I'm not treating it like a forgery. Watch out, I would have tied a kula shali. I would have asked for more money. I would have got more money. That means I don't have a better taina that I have in my pocket, in my arsenal. I could have what? I could have created a circumstances. I could have created a circumstance where I would have gotten more. That's not a migu. A migu is when I have a better taina, says Reb Chaim. And that's what migu all the moment means. One second. Would Reb Chaim say this?
What did he say it on?
He said, I'm worried the Kazakh. Listen to the power of Reb Chaim. The Mordechai in the back brings down this Rabbeinu Tam, this new Yisoid called Ein Miku Imam Lamam. You can't do a Miku because it's different money. And the Mordechai in the back, from the Gedele Yishayim, he has a Kasha. The Gemara later on, the Baruch Gimbal with Aleph, brings a Miku. Listen carefully. You'll see it tonight inside. I didn't want to give out the Marmar Kremis because it's complicated. The Gemara says, the Gimbal with Aleph, you all know that everybody who makes us a tiny is chayiv, sure, to swear. Why is everybody who makes us a tiny chayiv to swear? I went to a guy and said, you owe me $1,000, he made a $500, he has to swear. In fact, the Gemara ended up giving him $1, he has a migu. What's his migu? He could have been kaifa bakol. I could have told you kaifa bakol, don't fly a kite, the story's over. So the Gemara asked in the bottom, give him $1, everybody who makes us a tiny, why is he chayiv to swear? On half, he could have been covered by coal. He has a miku. He's not lying. Believe me when I say half, because if I wanted to lie, I would have been covered by coal, and I would have gotten off the hook. In fact, the Mordechai has miku in the moment. Today you're tinying half, and the miku is you could have been covered by coal. That's miku, mi mama in the moment. You want to be believed that half is yours, because you could have tied it all of it, correct? That's classic miku mama in the moment. How could the Gemara ask Akasha that every moedim and mikzas should be believed to say that half is his, with a migu that he could have said the whole thing is his? It's migu mi mama and mama in the same way Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban and the Rajba and the Tzeis HaRosh, they all said that over here you can't make a migu from kulash, from chetzi shali to kulash shali, because it's not the same amount of money. Say the same exact thing in the story of Moed HaMikzas. I admit it, I owe you half. I want to be believed on half with a migu. I could have been back all. So I said it's migu from different amounts of money. As I fricked the Mordechai and the Rabbeinu Tam. Said Reb Chaim, would be his word, the Torah is koshet. When a guy is kofer bakol, why do we believe you? Because you added on more money, or because you never admitted anything? When a guy goes ahead and kofer bakol, you're not chayav b'shvua, right? Why not? Because I added on more amount of money, or the word is there's no chash b'chal, it's kofer bakol, correct? So kofer bakol, why would I win? Because I added on just more money in the pot, or because kofer bakol is a better timer than Moed HaMikzas, because it's a better timer? Says Reb Chaim, if the problem of migul mama mama would be that you can't make a migul from one amount of money to another, so that's a fellow. You want to believe the guy that half is his because he could have denied everything. That's mama in the moment. But if the reason why you can't make a migul mama mama is because a migul was only when you could have said a better taina, but over here by kulashili is not a better taina than chetzishili, just kulashili is more money, so you end up with more. That's not called a migul. But by kofir bakol, it's a better taina. Why by kofir bakol does a guy not have to swear? Because he added on more money? No. Because when he says kofir bakol, there's no chash, there's no drawer, he never admitted anything. So kofir bakol is a better taina than moed HaMikzas. Yeah, you have a good miku. So if there's a klal that you can't make a miku from this money to that money, so then it's shver over there. That's what the Mordechai is asking. Maisa, this is, you're saying a taina on chetzi, and you're making a miku from kula. Then there's a kasha of mamoin le mamoin. You can't use a taina on that money for this money. But if I learn, you could make a tainer from one money to another. Just the condition is that the other tainer is a better tainer than what you're tining. So in our case, kulashili is not a higher quality tainer than chetzi. It's the same exact quality. Just you ask for more, you're going to get more. That's not called a miku. By kofir bakol is a better tainer than moed HaMikzas. Moed HaMikzas creates a chash. Maybe you're lying. You admitted part of the guy. The guy tainer 1,000. You admitted 500. If I'm kofir bakol, I'm off the hook. Not because I denied more. I'm off the hook because I denied. Because I didn't owe you anything. That's a better taino. Over there, we could make a migu. Because like Reb Chaim, that the kasha of the morning and the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't start, and it could very well be that the machlek is over here, is what is the problem of migu l'mam l'mam that Reb Chaim answered. I want to show you a dover nifla. A ride to Reb Chaim. The lashon of Tzeis HaRosh, when he brings the teretz, is the lashon is like this. You know when you ended in Torah, when you could have said a taina, yoiser yafa, you could have said a better taina. Avokai gavna, but over here, you're not taining that you could have said a better taina. You could have asked for more. Lashon Tzeis HaRosh. The Rashba says the same lashon. Dover Niflitz, be doing like Reb Chaim. The Rashba says a lashon when he brings this teretz. What's his lotion? Here. V'yesh l'taretz, I think the Rasmus lotion is before second time. V'yesh l'taretz, he says like the Tois HaRosh. The lawyer mina migu di boy le rabbois batfia. I don't say amigo that I could have asked for more. Aval hachi hu der mina migu di boy omr b'may de topa taina acheres brur abizu. I could have said a better time. Says the Rajba that the problem is not that you're making amigo from one money to another, so I can't use a taina for money A for money B. He says that amigo is only when the reason why I'm believing you is because the other taina was a better taina, it was brura. It was a better taina. That's the lashon of the Rashba. The lashon of the Tois HaRosh is, he doesn't say brura, yosi yafe. That day you would have gotten more because you asked for more. That's not a koyach taina, that's not amigo. Amigo is that I could have said a better taina, we give you the, you said a bad taina. Amigo says, I'm going to give you the koyach of a good taina. Not that you said a bad taina, and you can't get out of the bad taina. Just you could have piled up more money in the bad taina, and you would have gotten more. That's not amigo. That's niflamoy lamita shaltoyer. Says Reb Chaim, if that's the yisoy, says Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim, if that's what migu mom means, so then the migu of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where a guy says, believe me, that half is mine, with a migu, I could have said kerev bakol, not to swear. Over there, the agenda is, I could have said a taina which I wouldn't have had any chashas b'chal, I wouldn't have had any drar b'chal. Over there, the mile of the kerev b'chal is not that I asked for more and I took out the calculator. Over there, the mile of the kerev b'chal is that there wouldn't be any chashas on me because I said I don't owe you anything. Over there, Avada, we say, Migo, we mumble the moment. That's what Rav Chaim says, Mashiach Rav Chaim. That's the teretz that the Rishonim say. Now, the Rishonim over here have a tremendous Yetzirah to say other terutz matos is kasha because most Rishonim hold that Migul Oitz Yamrina. Because Migul Oitz Yamrina, so they have a major problem. Why in the mission do you say Migul? So they started to say other creative, very lumdish of terutzim. The first teretz that the Rishonim says Migul Mamala Moment. Now, I ask you to see the Ramban today, if you had time to see it. The Ramban's not clear what he means. In the middle of the Ramban, he says Migul Mamala Moment. He says you can't do a Migul on A because you could have done it. But before that, he says something else. He says a vart that since Sai whether you tain a chetzi, Sai whether you tain a kula, at the end of the day, you get half of what you tain did, so the migu can't give you more than what you want supposed to get. You want to use the migu and say, give me a half. But we have a rule that whatever you tain, you get half. Now, if you would have tain a kula, you also would have gotten half. So I can't use the kula shalit to give you more than what you're supposed to get now, because if you would have said kula shalit also, I don't know what he means. He means moment to moment. He means Reb Chaim. Not clear to me what he means. Not clear what he means. And then in the middle he says Mamala Mamala. The Rabban's not clear to me. I'm not clear what the Rabban means. But either way, the Tois HaRosh, the Rajba, the Mordechai, who say Yisayit called Mamala Mamin, and I'm eating on the Tois HaRosh is the word of Yesi Yafe. That's a fair right to Reb Chaim's understanding of Migul Mamala Mamin. And that's a new gilui in the how the Mahalach of Migul works. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Of course, tonight, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue our exclusive part on Tefillah. Now that Bailam knows what the word tefillah means. What was it? What about the Gemara Ches? We'll talk about it. What's your definition of the Gemara Ches? Because over there it's not talking about the Mikzas. Over there it's not Gemara. About the Bikasha. We'll get to it. It's a, about the Weinstock. You're on the program. You stole it from Furman?
Pretty much,
yeah. What? Either way, tonight we'll have a thing on the Gemara Ches. Tomorrow, we're running the second half of Tais. The second half of Tais is very, very, very hard. One of the hard Tais is in Shas. Tais is Kasha, Tais is Nukasha, and Tais is Teretz. Pay close attention to the Rabbi Kermis.